just want to mention to you, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I am John B. Wells, the host of the program. You're listening to ARC Midnight, our intelligence briefing. Dr. John Coleman and his Committee of 300. April 12th, 2012, 95,705 views. And that's all since 2012 of probably the most valuable YouTube broadcast up there. So I'll be brief. The Committee of 300 is a product of the British East India Company's Council of 300. The East India Company was chartered by the British royal family in 1600, made vast fortunes in the opium drug trade with China, became the largest company on earth in its time. Today, through many powerful alliances, the Committee of 300 rules the world and is the driving force behind the criminal agenda to create a new world order under a totalitarian global government. There is no need to use they or the enemy except a shorthand. We know who they, the enemy, is. The Committee of 300, with its aristocracy, its ownership of the U.S. Federal Reserve banking system, insurance companies, giant corporations, foundations, communications networks, presided over by a hierarchy of conspirators, this is the enemy. Secret societies exist by deception. Each is a hierarchy with an inner circle at the top, which deceives those below with lies such as claiming a noble agenda, thus duping them into following a web of compartmentalized complicity. Okay, last sentence. The inner circle of the Committee of 300 is the Order of the Garter, headed by Queen Elizabeth Windsor II. And the real name is not Windsor. Go and see this. Okay, and now without further ado, Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, MPH, FACC, FACP, FAHA, FASN, FNKF, FNLA, FCRSA. And his website is HeartPlace, HEARTPLACE, HeartPlace.com. He's coming back to us from September the 2nd of 20... No, that can't be. That can't be. Anyway, he's with us now. He was on just the other week there, Dr. Peter McCullough. It's great to talk to you, and it's great to have you on tonight. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Just one correction. Just change my website to Peter McCullough, MD. I have a link tree now. Get you to all the social media.
Peter McCullough, MD. Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Well, got it. All right. I bet I know what lunch is going to be about on Monday with a staff member. No, I'm kidding you. So, maybe just a little. I invite you to just open the bomb bay doors and just drop them all, Dr. McCullough. You know, you actually were the doctor who tried to save the brother of a friend of mine, and you've been on the leading edge where this vaccine damage and vaccine monstrosity of a scenario is concerned. So I invite you to just take it away. I understand your talk tonight will feature CRISPR, clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats, gene editing technology. So, over to you, Doctor.
Before I jump into some of the newer biotech, thanks for having me back on the program. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, a practicing internist and cardiologist in Dallas, Texas. I'm a frequent news commentator now for into my third year on this, including being on Fox News Ingram Angle last night with a fun piece on CRISPR. But I want to let your audience know I have a new book out, and I wrote it with leading best-selling true crime author John Leek. And the title of the book is The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. And it is written as a very much a page-turning, quick narrative over what happened early on in the pandemic, where doctors began to treat patients and have success in treating patients, keeping them out of the hospital and preventing death. And then we, for the first time ever in the history of our careers, felt embattled by the biopharmaceutical complex, by basically a syndicate of government stakeholders, CDC, NIH, FDA, big pharma, health systems, governments. They seem to be all working together to promote fear, suffering, hospitalization, and death, while at the same time preparing the population to accept mass vaccination. What we think this is all about was a systematic way of denying treatment to people all over the world in order to prepare the world for mass vaccination. So it's all in the book, Courage to Face COVID-19. It's been out for about a month. It's currently number one, viral diseases, communicable diseases, and true crime. And it's available on Amazon. It is a work of nonfiction, but it's the only COVID book out there that's written as a narrative, as a story that people can understand. So I wanted to give you that update, and then we'll jump into just real quickly an update on COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. We now have data from Canada, the UK, from Israel, and Australia, that the vast majority of people in the hospital and dying of COVID-19 are fully vaccinated and who have received boosters. We had a report out today from New South Wales that 96 out of 97 people who died in that state with COVID-19 were fully vaccinated and received boosters.
How does that even make any sense? Doctor, I want to ask you something. Now, I realize this is not your area of expertise. You're not a psychiatrist. You're not a doctor of psychiatry or psychology. But are you picking up any aberrations in behavior among the vaccinated? Because I'm hearing lots of reports about this, and I'm just wondering if you have. And if you haven't, that's fine. We can just move on.
I clearly am. I'm picking up behavioral changes, and I can't tell if it's due to the vaccine or if it's due to what's called mass formation psychosis. And Professor Matthias Desmond at the University of Ghent has proposed, and I think it's very tractable now. He has a new book out called The Psychology of Totalitarianism. It basically says that we've been under a psychological operation now for more than 2 years, that people have basically fallen into a mass psychosis where they are looking for answers to be given from entities of authority, and they are following those answers or those solutions to the limit of absurdity, meaning that, wearing masks while driving alone, riding bicycles, swimming in swimming pools, taking vaccines, even if they've already had the illness that it's trying to prevent, then taking even more and more vaccines. These are examples of absurdity, and we're in mass formation. So when you interact with someone who's taken a vaccine, invariably they are in the formation. They're not thinking right. They're not thinking straight. And if you don't believe me, look at some newsreels from China. In China right now, in Shanghai, they're wearing hazmat suits, tackling each other on the street, trying to stuff PCR swabs up their nose. They're spraying each other's feet with disinfectant. They've killed each other's pets, locking themselves in the high-rise buildings. I can tell you as a doctor, I've taken care of hundreds and hundreds of COVID patients. We don't wear hazmat suits. We don't need them. And I can tell you for sure, the virus doesn't come out of the shoes. There's no reason to be spraying the shoes. If you look at the news reels of what's going on in China, you can tell they've lost their minds.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of it. I just mentioned two things tonight, but it is quite disturbing. Now, we're hearing everything. This may seem like it's coming out of left field, and maybe it is, Dr. McCullough, but let me ask you this. Why would the CDC put out Preparedness 101, Zombie Pandemic Preparedness, Zombie Apocalypse Training 101? It's right there at the CDC.gov. And it's this ridiculous cartoon that just goes on for pages and pages and pages. Why would they even do such a thing? Oh, it's a fun way to get people into preparedness. What? This is dystopian, to say the least.
The CDC website is a treasure trove of bizarre futuristic ideas. For instance, it has web pages, as you indicated, dedicated to zombie apocalypse. It has pages dedicated to nanotechnology, injectable nanotechnology. And it says, well, the COVID-19s don't have any nanotechnology in them. Why do they say that? The CDC on the website says the COVID-19 vaccines don't change the human genome. But in fact, they do. Now there's papers published, one by a group from Malmo, Sweden. Dr. Yang DeMarenis is the senior investigator, a very credible lady who's shown it. Pfizer, when given in a human hepatoma cell line, actually it reverse transcribes, does a permanent installation of the genetic code for the Chinese Wuhan spike protein into the human genome. They've demonstrated this. So what the CDC has on their website is a panoply of statements that, in a sense, are foreshadowing what's going to happen. Many times in a way where they're trying to be reassuring, but in fact, they're actually telegraphing what's going to happen?
Interesting. I'm looking for it right at this moment. But they're even talking about brain implants. It's Australia or New Zealand or one of them, one of those two, talking about doing this to children in the very near future.
There seems to be no limit right now to the diabolical dreamscape of those who basically are clearly trying to establish a new world order. So last night I was on with Laura Ingraham on Fox News, and it was Friday, and we decided to take it lightly, and she was presenting a paper on CRISPR. The CRISPR system, which won the Nobel Prize by Charpentier and Doudna in 2020. A lot of people didn't realize this because we were in the middle of the pandemic. But CRISPR is a process that was discovered in bacteria, where bacteria can actually repair their own DNA when they're attacked by viruses, because bacteria can't make antibodies, or they don't have other cells to help them out. And bacteria need to survive viral attacks just like mammalian cells do. So these prokaryotic cells developed a way of actually having sequence of codes and enzymes to do some snipping and cutting and editing and repairing the DNA after the virus has done the damage. Well, this CRISPR process was discovered, and then it was thought it couldn't apply to humans. And in the tape that Laura Ingraham showed last night, in an experiment that was done in Georgia at a university, where it attempted to basically do some editing of a gene that deals with a hormone called arginine vasopressin, yielded completely the opposite results of what the doctors thought was going to happen in these hamsters. And in fact, it turned these hamsters into these attack animals that were attacking each other. And Laura Ingraham had a good chuckle at this. And then she showed a tape from 2015 where Klaus Schwab, who is the leader of the World Economic Forum, was discussing with Charlie Rose the future of gene editing as the fourth industrial revolution, where he states that instead of the world changing around the person, that gene editing would change the person himself. And you could tell that he was, in fact, dreaming of a future where potentially him or through his devices would change human beings. And then my response, which got a lot of replays, was that I said that Klaus Schwab had the appearance. He reminded me of Ernst Stavro Blofeld, the villain who headed up Spectre in the James Bond series, and they had aligned his face compared to Blofeld's face on Fox News. And it's really not funny that the world leaders, in a sense, who are controlling the World Economic Forum, the WHO, Gavi, CEPI, Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Wellcome Trust, EcoHealth Alliance, Wuhan Virology Institute, all the vaccine manufacturers, they're all aligned now in a giant power grab to establish a new world order through the context of a medical emergency.
You know, this is really quite something. I found that little piece here about an Australian primary school predicted microchips in students' brains within 10 years before subsequently deleting the newsletter that contained the creepy prophecy. That was in the May 26 edition of the Preston West Primary School's newsletter. And, you know, I've seen that film. I keep calling it a film. This video of a Russian hacker. And you can see he's made arrangements for you to see that he really is doing what he says he's doing. He's actually writing code as you watch, and he's got a camera on his friend, and he's able to monitor his friend through his phone, his friend's phone. And he says he's sleeping now. You can see his blood pressure here and his heart rate here and his respiration is this and that. He could see every vital sign that anybody might want to see on a human being by remote because his friend was heavily vaccinated. I know you're a doctor. And I know you got to kind of, there are some lines you need to stay within, and you haven't been real good at staying within those lines because you've been so forthcoming in what's happening to us. But how far down the road do we think this really is, Dr. McCullough? How close to going from nefarious to just plain black evil? How close are we to that line, to crossing that line? Because it doesn't look good from where I'm sitting. Over to you.
It doesn't. I think the clear fact that the lawyers for the FDA and the FDA did not want to release the Pfizer dossier of documents. The FDA did not want to release the documents to the American public for 55 years, I think was an incredibly strong signal. Wow. That the FDA is in collusion with Big Pharma. And there have been vaccines that have been developed. They have not disclosed the full ingredients in these vaccines. Millions of doses of Pfizer and Moderna have been returned by various countries, including Japan, because they found particulate matter in them, and that the vaccines have resulted in catastrophic rates of death across the world. And it appears to be quite stochastic. We can never figure out who's going to be the next one who will die within a day or two of receiving the vaccine or not. There appears to be some clustering within lots, suggesting that each batch of the vaccines comes out somewhat differently than another batch. And it makes sense because the messenger RNA, the process they use, the messenger RNA, cannot make it uniform. So it must be different for each one. The freezing and transport standards are rigorous and probably not being kept. And the biggest change from the clinical trials to public use is multi-use vials, where the nurses are accessing multiple vials with needles, and that can cause oxidation, sulfation, other changes that make the vaccines change. Most of the time, all of these biases render the vaccines to be less active, and it probably explains why many people have taken them and haven't had fatal or non-fatal injuries, but they also haven't had much in the way of immunity due to the vaccines. But sadly, people who do get an injection of lipid nanoparticles, messenger RNA, and they do get a wide circulation and a good installation of genetic materials, it's disastrous. We're seeing very serious injuries to the brain, the heart, the bone marrow, and the immunologic system. Record rates of deaths. We've had over 13,145 Americans that have died. Our CDC system indicates over 25,000 people worldwide that also report through our system, including Japan and Germany. The uterus system in the EU has 43,000 individuals who have died after the vaccine. UK, several thousand. It's consistent. It's worse than a war. Pantisaptos and Seligman from Colombia have published, they think the upper bound of the confidence limit of Americans who have died after the COVID-19 vaccines through December of 2021 is 187,000 Americans. And you can imagine we're at the point where people are being forced into taking these and losing their lives. The number of strokes, of blood clots, heart damage, athletes dying on the field, especially in the mandated European soccer leagues, they're approaching 1,000 athletes who have gone down. Half of them are not resuscitated. We have fatal cases in the United States of vaccine-induced myocarditis proven by autopsy, published by Gill, Verma, and by Choi in Korea. Pfizer, in their documents that were released, revealed that 1,223 people had died after receiving Pfizer within 90 days of release. Typical responsible thing that any company would do with the FDA is pull the product off the market, typically at 50 deaths. We are seeing extraordinary death, disability, and injury after these vaccines, which are being mandated and being taken, actually, by about two-thirds of the world's population.
Doctor, what is the matter with everybody out there? Now, we know that there's 133 or 134 million registered voters, and Jomo Biden got 81, and President Trump got 77. Well, that number is more than the total number of voters there. So already we can see that if it really is only 130-some-odd registered voters, that's a real problem, because we have approximately 350 million people living here. The estimates are lower, but 350, I say, with the open borders, absolutely. So my question to you is, it's a rhetorical question, I suppose, but what the heck is the matter with everybody? Well, the mainstream media is not talking about it, so Dr. McCullough and this John Wells guy, they must be just crazy. No, we're not. What is the matter with this public that is so willing to just go into the permanent good night of vaccine damage that will effectively ruin their lives. And if they survive it, certainly parts of their anatomy are going to be ruined for life. How do you snap people out of this?
Well, in a trance right now, they're in mass formation. They've been the subject of a psychological operation now into its third year, and it's worked. The mainstream media are what's called flooding the zone. They flood the zone with propaganda. They've been propagandized, false information put forward by those in position of authority. And they have relatively, you know, in a blinded, trusting way, have accepted these solutions to the pandemic through lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and then acceptance of vaccines, which are not vaccines, they're gene transfer technology platforms given every 6 months. They're not even given on a vaccine schedule. And people get COVID anyway, and they still continue to take them. So recently, CNN commentator Anderson Cooper and Bill Gates of the Gates Foundation, probably the strongest proponent of mass vaccination in the world, both got COVID. Anderson after 3 shots, Gates after 4 shots, according to their report. And Anderson asked the question. He actually asked Bill Gates for medical advice. Gates is not a physician. But he says, Bill, we've already had COVID now. Are we done? Are we done taking the shots? And Gates thought about it. He goes, well, to be absolutely sure, we should continue to keep taking these shots every 6 months.
Yeah, sure. Every 6 months.
People have lost their minds. They've lost their minds.
Do you know they were playing around a lot with cholera back in the old days, back in the 80s and 90s, playing around with cholera. And well, I'll finish up on this in a minute. Dr. McCullough, thanks so much for coming on the program tonight. Let's talk again sooner than later. God bless you, sir, and speed you on your work. The night they drove old Dixie down. Notice the voting habits of the North and the South. It's still, in some ways, just as divided as it was back in the 19th century, truly. Major General Paul E. Vallely, United States Army retired, is with us. And we're going to talk about a variety of subjects as we carry on with our intelligence briefing. I am John B. Wells. I want to thank you very much for your attendance. Very briefly, I'll tell you what I was going to before we had a clock jump and a couple of technical difficulties that made for sort of a stupid end of the segment there. But it was not human error. It was just it's just the mechanics of things. I saw things going wrong, and the engineer saw things going wrong, and it went wrong, and there we go. So we're back now anyway. Cholera featured quite prominently in research that was done in Sierra Leone and also in Brazil. Why? Because those two countries have the biggest black population that there is on the face of the earth, according to Dr. Coleman. Cholera. Now, isn't it interesting that Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head honcho there at the World Health Organization, presided over, I believe it was 3 cholera epidemics in Ethiopia, and millions of people died. And this character is at the top of the food chain at the World Health Organization. My question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is why would we even acknowledge this person, let alone take any orders from the World Health Organization? And you'll hear that in the treaties, the verbalized treaties of Dr. John Coleman on that YouTube video. And I urge you to watch it. You're going to learn so much. You better wear a headband so your head doesn't explode. But when I heard cholera, I thought, uh-huh. And the guy who sat around the most cholera cases maybe ever is now the top dog there at the World Health Organization. So without further ado, here's General Vallely. Thanks for coming on again tonight, sir. Good to have you. Sorry to go on like that, but I wanted to get it out, you know.
Thanks, John. Yeah, for sure, it's happening.
Well, now, it's been reported that at Fort Bragg there have been an unusual number of deaths since July 2021. You want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, we're getting reports in, John, not only from the Army at Fort Bragg of the amount of young people that are dying, also reports ages of 19 to 49 in the country have the highest death rate we've ever had. And they're looking at the vaccines and the boosters. that are breaking down the natural immune systems. And Dr. McCullough probably can address that more than I, but we have a serious problem now with pilots, with blood clots, myocarditis, and other things. I'm not a doctor. I'm just reporting what I hear from within the military sources. And then we have the mandatory vaccine still going on within the armed forces, particularly at the academies now, where we have three suits going on against this forced vaccination of boosters, attempting to give it to these young men and women who are healthiest by far in the country. This is a travesty. This is a travesty. And it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code, putting these experimental drugs in our young people.
Pretty pathetic. Now, according to your notes here, this data leak from the Pentagon's Defense Medical Surveillance System, that's DMMS, which is remotely accessed via the Defense Health Agency's database, otherwise known as DMED, which is, from January 2021 to November 2021, HIV cases were up 590%, heart attacks up 269%, pulmonary embolisms rose 467%, and dyspnea, difficulty or labored breathing, was up 905% among U.S. military personnel and their families. But we're still insisting on vaccinating our troops. Is that right?
Well, that's right, John. And what it affects readily are the armed forces and their capability to perform their mission, readiness, being healthy. We have so many threats against America right now that, you know, you and I have discussed in the past. I mean, we have a potential nuclear war with Russia going on. We can talk a little bit about some breaking news I have for you regarding Ukraine, and we can do that a little later. But the threats against America now are greater than ever. And our recent newsletter, I'm not sure you read it or not, but we talk about the Western civilization, why the Western civilization is going south. Why are we dismantling America, Western civilization as we know it?
And that's an easy one. For we conspiracy theorists, General, that's an easy one, because they want their new world order. They want their global totalitarian government that's the enforcement of all the rules to be performed by high technology devices, including these injections that they're giving people. Sounds like a crazy as hell, but I think that's what's really happening. Over to you.
Well, John, you know, before we were all thinking about different conspiracies that are going on. But they're not conspiracies anymore. This is reality. Resetting the world isn't something you can pull off just by pushing a button. It requires a series of well-designed global crises. And that's what we have, John. Just look in the last 10 months. Crises after crises after crises. So the question is, why is so much of the life out of control that it wasn't 2 years ago? Gas becoming unaffordable. Food is expensive. Crime has taken over our major cities, with career criminals freely roaming in the streets, being released in Los Angeles. Corruption has become more commonplace, and no one's being held to account. The FBI is no longer the reverend institution it once was. Our borders no longer exist. This is a state of affairs in America and a dismantling of the rest of Western civilization as we know it. The Great Reset.
Well, that's what they want to do. They want to establish a one-world government with a unified church and monetary system. They want to bring about the utter destruction of all national identity and national pride. And they want to engineer and bring about the destruction of religion, most especially the Christian religion. And that's just for starters. And I understand just a few years ago, we had 5,000 ships that had been built with American ingenuity and American energy. And now there are about 200 out there. So, and the middle class must be destroyed before this new world order can completely take over the world. And again, I say, yes, it does sound quite insane. Well, maniacs are called maniacs because they're insane. And if they have money and power, well, guess what? You have insane and maniacal, demonically possessed leaders who rule from secrets. And they just tell these characters in D.C. what to do. I think we all know that by now. They're not these politicians. That's why nothing gets done up there, ever.
John,
unless somebody like Trump comes along, and then of course they got to get rid of him. Over to you. I'll quit chattering so much. I want to hear you talk. I don't want to hear me.
No, that's fine. We're on the same wavelength here, the same frequency. But we see the puppets in Canada. We see what this idiot Trudeau's doing in Canada. completely disarming the Canadians. We have Vancouver, who's just as Vancouver, British Columbia. Drugs in that have infiltrated that entire society in Vancouver just as bad as San Francisco or Los Angeles. Civilization, you know, the way I see it, John, is falling apart. And you just have to look and see what's happening. But so much of America is still so ignorant of what's going on and won't admit what's being destroyed, our culture, our middle class, the whole foundation of our country. And we're living through a series of well-designed, well-planned global crises. This becomes more apparent to me each and every day, and I'm sure you as well.
And they want to get rid of the Constitution. We cannot allow this to happen. They are not to take any of those first 10 amendments away. They are to take nothing away. Folks, if we lose this Constitution, we have lost it all. You have only to look at Juarez, Mexico, to see what the entire country will look like in less than 2 years if we lose that Constitution. Maybe in less than
no
2 weeks.
About it.
Yeah.
And so... The president lives in a fog of deceit and ignorance. He hardly knows where he is at halftime. But his past corruption is only now the beginning to be evident. America, wake up. And, John, when we get a chance, ask me about Ukraine, and we'll talk about that as a side issue if you'd like.
I'd love to. We can talk about it right now if you want to.
Well, I'm getting reports in at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. These billions of dollars are going into the pockets of a lot of people in Europe and Ukraine. They're not going to really give the Ukrainians everything they need to fight the war. But so much disinformation is coming out now that we're getting about how wonderful Ukraine's doing. They're really not. Russia is dominating from the information I'm getting right now.
Me too.
And billions of dollars are going into the pockets just like they did when we went into the Middle East. Trillions of dollars unaccounted for in Afghanistan and Iraq. The same thing, John, now in Ukraine.
Well, it's this bunch that hides in the shadows and operates the world from the realm of secrecy. It really is. What else can it be? It's not these... The incompetency of these politicians is on full display every day of the week. So we know they're not smart enough to orchestrate such a calamity, let alone bring it about, except by way of taking orders from those who know exactly what they're doing. I really think we're up against something monstrous, and as soon as people decide they just need to get rid of the phrase conspiracy theory and start looking for actual conspiracies, we'll lose most of them. Again, barely a third of the population, not barely a third, but maybe a little over a third of the population is even registered to vote. The rest of them are just slackers. They don't. So how engaged you know what I mean? How engaged do we expect them to be?
We've got to get engaged. We've got to wake up. I've called 2022 the year of the awakening of the American people. The Democrats, John, for example, have passed trillions of dollars in legislation outside of Ukraine, authorizing what we call a Build Back Better program, but nothing gets built. It's sort of like Clinton Foundation, collects hundreds of millions of dollars, passes it out to favors, spends millions of dollars in salary. They are so corrupt. And even the Biden administration, it's totally a distraction. He's the puppet of Obama, and they're dismantling this country. And everything seems to be okay. I mean, I live in Montana. I talk to people. They have no clue what's going on. But they see the high food prices, the gas prices becoming a reality. A reality of what you and I have been talking about for the last year.
Do you know, and all these folks, to me, it's obvious. General Valley, it's obvious what's happening. I'm seeing a photograph of fuel prices. I believe this is in Virginia is where this is. $9.76.9 for premium, $9.54.9 for mid-grade, and $9.45.9 for regular old Chevron gasoline. They're trying to destroy the middle class. Combined with this, I got a report that the Forsman Farms, it's an egg facility up in Minnesota. They had a fire. All these food processing plants catching fire. I mean, people need to snap out of it and understand your gasoline is becoming unaffordable. Your food is getting in short supply. They're killing your military and debilitating it. while a bunch of wankers in Washington, D.C. Can we say that on the air? Can we say wankers? Okay, I already did. I bleep it out if I can. We got them just trying to goad Vlad Putin into, we're going to send some missiles over there so we can strike targets on Russian soil. I mean, are you out of your bleeping mind? What's the matter with you? Well, they want a war. These people who are really running things, they don't care about us. And the Chinese have already said they want to knock out 200 million Americans. So, I mean, the writing's on the wall. It's on the ceiling. It's on the floor. And it's out there in the driveway, too. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to snap people out of it to where we put the fear of being thrown out of office into everybody who holds an office now, General. Over to you. Sorry.
Well, we gotta wake up and do something. I'll give you an example. This World Economic Forum that just met in Davos, Geneva, Switzerland, announced and continues to announce a global reset endeavor aligned with the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the billionaire elites, environmental wackos, climate change wackos, multinational corporations, major heads of state, and politicians from everywhere. They flew their private jets into the airports of Geneva and Davos last week to attend these meetings to plan and facilitate the takeover of nothing less than the entire planet. I mean, this is what we're up against, and they're getting away with it. Amazing.
What strategy do we need to overturn their little apple cart? Break their horses loose and let them run off into the countryside and leave them standing there with an overturned apple cart and they're standing there flat-footed with no place to go and nobody to help them. What strategy can we devise to actually thwart their plans?
Well, I have some strategies, but I can't say it on the air.
Okay.
But I can tell you, we need to replace this government tomorrow. The question is, how do we do it? We cannot allow these inept people. And Victor David Hansen had a great article in Epic Times this week. The dunces in the cabinet, in the executive branch. Every one of them is a dunce, according to Victor David Hansen. And I agree with him 100%. None of them are doing the job. Mayorkas, DHS, you look at the idiots, Buttigieg. You know, he's more concerned about his new twins than his husband. I'm not sure which is which. But we have idiots in charge of our government. America, wake up. We got to take these people out of government. They cannot continue to lead us down this demanding of our great country. And the media is so complicit with it, John, for the most part.
Yeah, and this election fraud has been so widespread. We're just finding out about it really just recently compared to how long it's been going on. So they're directed by this committee of 300, who's going to be Secretary of State. That's inarguably as powerful, if not more powerful, much more powerful than the presidency. These people are selected. Buttigieg is not qualified to do that job any more than Joe Biden's qualified to be president, certainly not Kamala Harris. When we're talking about the children of the community, they are a children of the community. I mean, what? Is your IQ like 41? What's the matter with you? And there may be a psychological aspect to this too, General, which is we'll put these people in and they'll behave like a bunch of dunces, but they are important people. They have title and they have position, and the American people will understand there they are in their offices, whether you like it or not. They are your rulers. You will respect them. Look what happened to Navarro. They put him in handcuffs and leg irons. He's trying to get to Nashville, but he decided he was going to blow off that January 6th subpoena. So they arrest him like a common perpetrator of some, smash and grab robbery. This is beyond belief. This is Nazi stuff, folks.
This is what Stalin did, John. This is what Stalin did. This is what Hitler did. And they're all part of this great reset. Nothing they say is true. The left has not hidden their disdain for this country. And now is their chance. And they're going to do everything, John, to make sure these elections don't go right in November. The Democrats are going to do everything they can, probably to create a national crisis, so they'll delay the election. General McInerney and I both agree that this is a very good option. I mean, this is scary.
Yeah, it is. And fooling around with the more gun legislations after I'm sorry. I'm sure some people were lost there, and Lord knows, you know, if any children were killed, I'm sorry about this. I'm a father myself, a couple times over. But, oh, we've got to seize all these guns because of the children. They don't give a damn about the children. If they did, they wouldn't be pushing CRT on them in kindergarten and giving them sex toys and porn videos and porn books that talk about transsexualism and homosexuality and everything else when they're in the first grade. And they're going to tell me they care about the children? They don't care about children. They're taking orders from somebody. That's what I think. I hope this is not too strong for a civilized conversation, you know?
Well, it's not. You're hitting on the truth, the reality. I have a new book coming out in a couple months called The Reality Prism. The politicians always want to solve their problems looking through a political prism. We've got to look through the reality prism now. What's going on? What's happening? And what can we do about it? Biden will go down as the worst president in American history. The overseer of what could be America's downfall, with Obama hiding in the shadows, orchestrating for the global elite. And that's my bottom line for tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, populism is something they don't want. And it's pretty easy to figure out why the establishment hated President Trump so much. He had his own money. He made his way in the world. He's successful. Married to the most beautiful woman who ever graced the door of the White House, unlike number 44, I have to add. And he was not a team player, and they had to get rid of him. So they started messing with him in 2015. He's suing Hillary Clinton, by the way, for that whole Russian collusion nonsense that she was apparently the orchestrator of. So that's a little bit of a bright spot. Sure. But none of these people had money except for Donald Trump when he came into office. He had his own money, so they couldn't buy him with women. They couldn't bribe him with women, and they couldn't bribe him with money. And now this is not going to work. We got to get rid of this man. That's how I see it. Simple, but I think that's it.
It's all coming out as the truth. Everything that Trump did or said has come true.
What can you tell us, General? What can you tell us about, we got about a minute left. Tell us, how can we get our heads ready for what's to come? Because what's to come is going to be even sillier than what we've witnessed already.
Well, I can say be prepared. Make sure now on the food shortage crisis that's coming up, make sure that you've got food. Make sure you can protect yourself. But stand up, America. Be awake. Know what's going on. This is not a conspiracy. This is the disbanding of America. God bless America. Stand up to fight.
God bless you, General Paul Vallely. It's a real pleasure. It's an honor to be able to speak with you with regularity, especially. And I thank you for your time tonight. I look forward to our next conversation. I'm sure things will be ever more exciting and disturbing at the same time by the time we meet again. Sure. All right?
Thank you, Brian.
All right, take care out there. Safe as possible, strong as always. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I got a report. You may have heard that G. Edward Griffin had suffered a little health issue. It turns out that it was a duodenal ulcer, a peptic ulcer that develops in the first part of the small intestine, but he's clear of it now. Came close, but he's all right as of this hour. G. Edward Griffin, our prayers are with you. This is Ark Midnight. We shall return.